saw him.
Impressions of Marco getting a chance, it looks like, to play with him tomorrow?
Yeah, he looks like he's got a lot of skill, and, you know, from what I've heard, he's got a pretty strong work ethic. So looking forward to, you know, getting to see what we can do with him tomorrow night.
What's it like when a new guy comes in here? How do you try and help him feel comfortable sooner than later?
Well, I think it's just making sure he's comfortable in our system and, you know, comfortable in the room. I think, you know, we have a lot of young guys, so I think he'll fit in with a lot of us here. So, you know, it's important, you know, you get your first couple of shifts together, you kind of get acquainted, and, you know, hopefully moving forward we can develop some chemistry.
What kind of chemistry to get after one practice? I mean, it's a pretty unique situation, right, joining a team and 24 hours later.
Yeah.
Like playing with a guy like that.
Well, I think last year you saw it when we made some of those deals that, you know, we had guys jump right in and, you know, start to contribute right away. And, you know, obviously it's going to be tough replacing a player like Andrew Ladd. You know, he meant so much to our room and so much to our team on and off the ice. But, you know, Marco looks like he's got a real bright future. And, you know, having him come in, it's just important that you kind of talk to him, you know, especially on the ice, you know. You let him feel comfortable and kind of let him play his own game, and, you know, he'll find his way.
The day after, what was yesterday like now that you kind of look back at it?
Yeah, it's a pretty emotional day, I think. You know, with the situation being what it was, you know, it's a tough situation. You lose, you know, not only your captain, but, you know, a great person. Yeah, Andrew Ladd, you can't say enough of what he did for this organization. You know, he's a tremendous leader and, you know, tremendous competitor, and he meant a lot to our team. And yeah, you know, you have guys that have played with him for, you know, 5+ years coming from Atlanta, you know, and for them to have to say goodbye, you know, that's tough. And, you know, in 1.5 years, you know, for me, you develop a relationship with a guy like that. He's just such a good person that, you know, to find out right before the game, that's tough. But, you know, to be able to say goodbye to him, we know he's going to a great situation in Chicago, and, you know, they have a great team there, so we wish him all the best.
You look at the game last night against Dallas. Now you're right back at it here tomorrow afternoon against Pittsburgh. Just what was that win like to get the morale kind of back up here a little bit for tomorrow?
Yeah, I think that was important for us to come out and have a first period like we did. You know, Scheif's line, they really carried the load, or especially early on. I think, you know, they generated some scoring chances and, you know, really got some momentum going for us. And then, you know, I thought Joel Armia, you can't say enough about his game last night. And that highlight reel goal he scored to put us up 5-3, you know, that's a huge play in the game. And, you know, it's always nice to see guys on your team like that making plays like that. And, you know, for us to kind of, we give up that 3-goal lead and then we're able to battle back, you know, that's a huge boost for us.
Have you seen Joel's confidence continuing to build here over the last 10 days or so?
Yeah, I think when you get to a team and, you know, you start to discover kind of just how good you are. I think, you know, when he was drafted, everyone knew that he had the skills, and now it's just a matter of getting that confidence and doing it day in and day out. And, you know, you see him with the puck, he's able to hold on to it, and he's able to make plays in traffic. And, you know, the more he plays, the more he's going to get comfortable. And I think, you know, we're just seeing just flashes of it right now, and, you know, I can't wait to see it every night.